Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
And a good Wednesday morning to you, Braves fans. It is Pregame Daily for Wednesday morning, September 22nd, 2021. Kevin and Chris here with you, looking back on another victory for the Braves last night, 6-1 your final in Arizona in game two of this four-game series. And Chris, it was a night where a lot of different guys came out of the bullpen last night, and we knew it was going to be a bullpen night. But boy, Drew Smyly, really encouraging signs for him. 3 1/3, gives up one run on four hits. No walks and four punchouts, picking up the win. Thought that might be the best we've seen out of Smyly in quite some time.
Yeah, six arms, one run. So you'll take that every day. You don't want to do it very often, but certainly it worked out well. Arizona's not the same weight class as Atlanta, and it was kind of nice to see. They must have wanted to find out something about Luke Weaver, allowing him to give up the three bombs. That game got out of control with their starting pitching. And let me ask you, bittersweet that Drew Smyly picks up his 10th win in the manner in which he did last night, because I hope he's buying into this. You know, somebody had, this morning I was asked, what do you think this means for him? Well, he's a free agent. You don't want to pout. You don't want to sulk. I don't think he wants this to be his role. He wants to be a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball next year, but it can serve a purpose. I think it might say something about the guy if he accepts this role, if this is going to be the role going forward, and he might end up being someone in a series that you will rely on in a game. So I just hope he buys into it. It's not the way he was supposed to pick up his 10th win. You know, it seems a little late in September to be picking up just his 10th win for a guy that you were really getting from the middle of your rotation. But if he buys into it, and if this suits him better than the starting thing had, and it doesn't look like he's going to start again, really, maybe he becomes a valuable piece for this team.
Well, he's 32 years old. I think he's at a very interesting point in his career where he's been around a long time and he's done both roles. I mean, he's been a reliever and a starter. He sort of bounced back and forth throughout the course of his career. So yeah, it is interesting. And look, if you can adapt to this role, if you can be successful, there's jobs out there for you.
Yeah.
And I think we both agree that it's probably not going to be here in Atlanta beyond this season. But look, if they can get what they got out of Drew Smyly in that kind of a role, it certainly makes you feel a lot better about the long relief role. Now, obviously it's not a priority on a team, but if there was a situation where one of your starters in the playoffs has a rough night and they come out after a couple of innings, you feel good about turning the ball over to him with what you saw last night.
You hope. And he's going to have to do it again. Look, Kevin, my guess is, I don't know how often he can go doing this. We only have a couple of weeks left in the season. Would he need 2 days off before he comes out and does something like this again? Maybe.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting to see when we see him again, if this is the role for him. How often can he get up and down and do this job, if this is truly going to be his job into October if the Braves are playing in playoff series? I like it. Again, one run game, I'm a little bit nervous. He's giving up the home run. I it's not ideal, but he could fill a role that you hope you don't need in a playoff game. But there's a really good chance in a best of five, best of seven, you will need that kind of role in at least one game. So we'll find out if they think he's valuable enough, and if they put enough value on the spot to actually let him do this for the rest of the way.
It'll be a very interesting storyline to follow. And again, one I don't think either of us expected to be talking about at this point in the season, but it is what it is. And you are where you are in the standings, 3 games up over Philadelphia. Big reason why you hit 3 more home runs last night. Austin Riley, his 30th home run of the season. And how about the company that Austin joins last night? He joins Eddie Matthews, Darrell Evans, Bob Horner, Chipper Jones, and Josh Donaldson as the only players to appear in a minimum of 80% of their games at third base and have 30 or more home runs in a season.
Yeah.
What a year that Austin Riley's putting together here.
Well, there's some MVPs in there. I can also tell you, I think he's the 10th Brave at 24 or younger to have a 30 home run season overall. So he joined some definite elite company. He just puts his head down. It was interesting. He was talking a little bit more about the team than himself last night.
Yep.
He said 30 is a nice number, but what really is kind of nice, I think he pointed out on two cuts last night when I was listening to the post game, he actually said that changing up the lineup, hey, you win 2 in a row, let's roll with it, let's do it again. So I think there's sort of maybe an energy in this lineup now that was Soler up top. You know, the number finally came out. I didn't know what it was, but Ozzy's on base percentage was .282 as a leadoff hitter. And that's just not nearly enough. So the idea that he comes back, he hits the home run, the idea that maybe he's a run producer in the three hole. Again, nobody thought he was going to be a three hole hitter at all. I never thought he'd be a three hole hitter in his career, let alone in the season where the Braves are trying to push to go to the postseason. But that's what he is right now. So, yeah, good night. Three home runs. Soler hitting up top. I don't know if he and Freddie Freeman are the biggest 1-2 in baseball, but I can't imagine there's much bigger hitting in the first and second spot in baseball right now. And it's pretty dangerous. And I'd imagine if you have a weakish type pitcher, and really Arizona doesn't really have much in the way of starters, that's a tough stare down in the first inning, is to be looking at the size of these guys and realizing that this could get a little bit wonky very early in a baseball game.
Yeah, for Jorge Soler, you know, we heard a lot about the power that he had on display before he came over here, and he's picked up right where he left off. I was looking at his numbers last night. That was his 24th home run of the season, already his 11th in 172 at-bats in a Braves uniform. So he picked up right where he left off in his final few games with their final few weeks, I guess I should say, yeah, with the Kansas City Royals. Series continues tonight. It's game three of this four-game series. Ian Anderson going for the Braves against Merrill Kelly. It's another 941st pitch. And for Ian, a couple of more opportunities to try to solidify his third spot in the rotation. And I think this is a big opportunity for him to really get himself right against, let's be honest, a lineup that it's not very imposing or intimidating when he looks at that starting lineup tonight.
So he's the most important guy in the building, and it's not even close.
Yeah.
You might be leading when he comes out. You might be losing when he comes out, but he is easily the most important guy in the building, because he's going to get a couple of more starts after this. What kind of momentum can he maybe generate going into the postseason? Don't know. That's going to be on him tonight. So while the final score will certainly matter, and there'll be things that happen after he comes out of this baseball game, there's nobody driving to the ballpark today or on the bus that's really going to be scrutinized any more than this guy. You know, Dansby's kind of second. It's nice to see he had two hits last night. Mm-hmm. He did have two strikeouts, but it was nice to see him get on base. He seemed pretty upbeat when he did it, so that's sort of a good visual. So two hits last night, but two punch outs. So Dansby's kind of the 1A or the 2 to Ian Anderson tonight. As you try to get Dansby right, Ian Anderson still, because of the nature of what it is you're trying to figure out with him, he's easily the guy that has the spotlight on him. And really, he's under the microscope. You hate to say it about a youngish pitcher, but for a team that's supposed to at least compete in postseason games and postseason series, he really is the guy that's under the microscope right now.
Yeah, he really is. And we'll see what he can do tonight as the Braves look to lower that magic number. It's 10 as we stand right now. Braves will also keep one eye on that out-of-town scoreboard. Phillies and Orioles, they wrap up that three-game series in Philadelphia. Phillies with a walk-off last night. So we'll keep one eye on what Philadelphia does here this evening. And again, I agree with you. I think this is a very big start for Ian Anderson. And look, you know, again, there's still way more questions than answers as far as what the pitching staff's going to look like as if the Braves are able to hold on and close out this division. So a really important stretch. I mean, it's what, 14 games to go, and you still, it feels like they've been on this road trip forever, Chris, and they're not even halfway through it yet. So still a long way to go to grind out and try to find ways to win on the road as well, because that's just another added wrinkle to this whole puzzle for the Braves right now.
You know, we'll get into San Diego in the next couple of days, but I don't know if you saw Tatis and Machado actually address the media about their thing. It's done. We're okay. Yeah, they both did it. They did it collectively. They did it together. They talked about what happened and what it was and what it wasn't, whatever. It doesn't much matter. But they're five games out in the wild card right now. Yeah. So they really, if they're going to turn it around, you don't want it to be as they get ready to play you this weekend and then do some damage. It really is going to be the most incredible who underachieved more than anybody in baseball. I think it's going to be the Padres if they don't go to the postseason. And it is five games now. We'll talk about them a little bit more in the next couple of days. But I think the reason, Kevin, that the road trip feels longer is obviously first pitch times. I mean, this is a really different world when you're talking about 9:40 here in Atlanta.
Yeah, it is. It's been some late nights getting home from hosting the post game show. Yeah. But you know what? It's still as long as they're winning, I'll take late nights at the office. That's fine with me. So we'll see if that can continue tonight. And again, one eye on the Phillies and Orioles coming up this evening. And I got to tell you, I might just need another Hooters night one of these nights in the studio as we wrap up the final half of this road trip. And the guys and I, we enjoyed that the other night. We certainly want to thank Hooters for being part of our coverage all season long. Playoff pennant race baseball is coming coming down to the wire. You've got football, you've got college, NFL, basketball's not far away. Hockey's not far down the road either. So want to thank our friends at Hooters. Of course, they can put any game you want on. They've got all the packages. Like Chris always says, if they're playing it, Hooters is showing it. And we want to thank Hooters for being part of our coverage all season long. Great time to be a sports fan. If you like watching the way these races come down to the finish, all eyes, I think, will be on the wild card race in both leagues. By the way, the Cardinals, are they ever going to lose again?
No,
it's unbelievable what they got going on.
They don't want to. First 10-game winning streak in 20 years for them, too.
Unbelievable.
So, they're playing better baseball than anybody. And it was one of those where you just go, huh? Like, I didn't even notice it until it was 7.
Yeah.
Like, at 7, I was like, what's going on with them? Well, they're a wild card team right now. Arenado, Goldschmidt. Obviously, John Lester picks up his 200th win. Just another one of those teams that could be pesky in a one-and-done type situation, whether it's Los Angeles or somebody else. I wouldn't want to play him if Adam Wainwright's getting a start as a 39-year-old veteran. More of that conversation coming down the road as we finish up the next couple of weeks. As you said, you can catch Braves baseball and everything else at Hooters. Also want to thank Grey Goose for being a part of this. Grey Goose has been in the vodka business for a long time. There are people who've gotten into the vodka business. I can tell you they're not Grey Goose for a whole lot of reasons. Grey Goose Essence, flavored vodka, still fall, still really nice out now. Don't bring a bottle of wine. Bring a bottle of Grey Goose Essence. Find out what flavored vodka can be. And it's not, again, somebody's vodka. It's Grey Goose vodka. So you know you're getting a real deal from Grey Goose and all the Grey Goose products. So I want to thank them and Hooters for being a part of this Braves Daily podcast all season long. Kevin and I will do it again tomorrow. It is a day game tomorrow. We will get you out of the studio a lot earlier than in the last few nights. But here comes San Diego down the road. So we'll talk about that as well. But yeah, Grey Goose, Hooters, you, thank you for subscribing. If you haven't yet, hit subscribe. Braves Daily Podcast, we will run this through as long as the Atlanta Braves are playing baseball in 2021.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.